Yes. Even not even measurements, any kind of disturbances, face flips, whatever you like. Yes. Yes. Can you speak up, please? Jerzynski's inequality is about fluctuations. This is about mean values. So it has nothing to do with Jerzynski. This is about mean values. I'm not interested in fluctuations. Fluctuations are something that Kelvin or Boltzmann could have thought about. All right? This is straightforward. This is about mean values, temperature, entropy, work, mean values. It's not. Yeah, yes. All of that here relates to mean values, not to fluctuations in the ensemble. Fluctuations, to me, are clear. Yeah. Yes. Please speak up. All right, so what we thought of was, I have to go back. Here. It is not Carnot efficiency because there is no Carnot cycle. But you can speak in terms of reversibility. The invested energy versus the output work that you have, and you see that since necessarily entropy increases as a result of such a measurement, this is bounded by one. Okay, but there can be interesting paradoxes there. Interesting paradoxes. I will leave that for another discussion. Please. No. Oh, linear. Well, we did the actual calculations for linear. I think that this is more general, yes. Some of these considerations definitely have nothing to do with the character of the interactions. For example, showing that a measurement or a disturbance always heats up the system and the bath immediately after the disturbance, that is completely general, all right? To calculate the actual time scales on which this occurs, that's another matter. But I would say that the principles are quite general. Yeah. Yeah, I did not show it, but you want me to show it? Okay. All right. See. I would say this is it. This is really the cooling rate, okay? The cooling rate you see here is related to the temperature difference between the two baths. This is the resonance frequency of the qubit. This is the rate of the disturbances. In this case, these are pi flips, so it's pi over tau. And this is the sum of the two temperatures, and this is the denominator. All right? This is the rate at which cooling occurs, and this is essentially proportional to the cooling power. Right?
Okay, so you want to use it on this? Okay. Well, okay. want to take 2 minutes?
No, you start from the state of equilibrium, thermal equilibrium.
And you do one measurement and everything?
Yeah, you do one measurement. This is a cycle. So a cycle where you say you do it to two consecutive.
Okay.
Right? In fact, if you only are interested in one cycle, you don't have to do the second. You accept the work and you're at it. If you want to keep repeating it more or less in the same fashion, then you have to decorrelate the system again from the top, because as I showed you, otherwise you cannot close the cycle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All
right. There is a technical point here. There is an assumption here that the coupling to the bath is weak. It is not. That means the first cycle.
On your right.
I did wrong. Probably just to use the. Who wants a pointer? May use the pointer. This one. Oh, this one. Okay, I'm going to talk about a measurement-based ground state cooling for mechanical resonator. So the motivation for myself of doing this was to try to apply quantum information like idea to a realistic system. So I found my collaborators. So they are experts in this field. So this girl is an expert in measurement of a flux qubit, and this guy is an expert in MR mechanical resonator. Okay. Okay, this is the outline of my talk. So I'm going to first introduce what a mechanical resonator is, short term as MR, and then introduce the cooling schemes. And I'm going to pay most attention on what they call the sidebound cooling, and the cooling without the sidebound cooling condition. And then I'm going to introduce our method to cool the MR to ground state by using repeated and non-continuous measurement. Okay. So there are four figures. So for nano system, so with mechanical beams, and cantilever. So they can be modeled by a harmonic oscillator. There's a effective mass and an effective frequency. What is this? Probably something wrong. Oh, let's go back again. Okay, for those mechanical motions, so they have small size, very small size, so like a micron or submicron, submicron. They have a very high frequency, something like a 1 gigahertz, and very high quality factor is 100 to 10 to the 5. So for normal oscillator, this quality factor is about like 1/2 or something like that. So there are applications for MR. So you can use them to explore new phenomena in a quantum classical crossover in this regime, or to serve as a mechanical counterpart of a quantum optical setup, or can be used as a quantum probe for single electron detection or 3D imaging. It can even be used to measure the mass of a virus. Okay, it's amazing. Then I come to show you the cool way to cool the down. The first is the motivation. Of course, anything you have to ask the motivation. And the motivation is to reduce the thermal noise from the environment. Okay, and if you want to use the above applications, and to advance the limits for detecting mechanical motions, for example, you want to detect like a gravity wave. Okay. Okay, the ground state cooling is more important because you can do many things like derivative study. It's more interesting for us, right? So you can make an entanglement. You can generate a non-classical state like something like a squeeze state. Okay. And this is more exciting because you can use this guy to observe a bigger the quantum phenomena of a bigger system. This is like for atom is like it is much bigger, at least much bigger than atom system. Okay, the main obstacle is the temperature. So you can use the normal cooler to cool it down to like 100 millikelvin. This is very big for this guy, because this guy's frequency is like this. So if you use the normal cooler, you're going to start with a mixed state and end up with a mixed state again. So you cannot cool it to ground state. Okay. So you need a new method So there are two popular methods. One is electrical cooling. And you can model them as a two-level system plus your MR, or couple with your MR. So this is like a qubit coupled with a harmonic oscillator. And this is electrical cooling. And this is optical cooling. The other one is optical cooling. And you couple your optical field with your MR. It's like a two harmonic oscillator. So theoretically, they are very simple. But you need to consider the environment, of course. there are set up for optical cooling. And there's a famous optical cooling. It's called, well, not only optical, but their famous way of cooling is called radiation pressure cooling or sideband cooling. Okay. So there are those nanosystems with mechanical resonators have been done experimentally. So there was those parameters. Okay, this is a famous experiment, one of the famous experiments. And they can take from 300K to 8K. Oh, there are data, right? Okay. So this way, the sideband cooling can be described by two harmonic oscillators. This one is the MR, and this one is for cavity, one-mode cavity. And this is the coupling and driving force. So you can use a quantum Langevin equation and to seek your steady state solution. This is your solution. And you get what we call a resolved sideband condition. With this condition, you can, at least theoretically, cool it down to a ground state. The ground state. Okay, this is the condition where chi is the decay rate of the cavity. And this is the frequency of the MR. So this condition should be satisfied to cool it down to ground state. Okay? And with this condition, you can get the requirement for the cavity is it's a high standard. So the quality factor for the cavity is required to be 10 to the 9. I was told this is big. This is big and it's hard to be done experimentally. Okay. So this is hard, but probably still doable. And then I come to introduce our method, which is supposed to be simple, we need like condition. This is a purified scheme proposed by a Japanese group. This year, and we consider two system A and B. This is your target system, and we couple. And as long as you measure A many times, repeatedly and non-continuously, then you can purify a mixed state of B to get a purification. The theory is simple. You have the system bus, system. Sorry, I don't care about it. Okay. No, don't care about it. It's nothing urgent. So, I have system. You have system. No, we have. I don't think so. Okay. So probably some advertising because they want me to change to new from their new bundle or something like that. Yeah, I should do it later. But So this is a Hamiltonian, and the interaction, you start with initially with A and B. This is pure state, it's phi. And then you, after time tau, you measure it. And if you get phi again, then you keep processing. Then if you get something else, then you discard it. Then it starts with from the beginning. Okay. So after n such measurement, you get this guy. You end up with a reduced density matrix of B, like this. This is the measurement time. And you have something like a evolution operator, but which is not unitary. It's like this. So with is defined like this. See how this is your initial state of system A, and this is a total evolution operator. And you can, it's easy to prove that you are going to end up with a pure state, not R, but a pure state of with maximum eigenvalue of V, maximum eigenvalue of V. Okay, and this is an example. This is shown in that PRL paper, Japanese paper, and they consider two couple harmonic oscillator in a rotation wave approximation, and they end up with a good, reasonable decay probability. You see that. There's a long tail. Okay, then we use the purification idea to cool an MR. So A is a flux qubit, and B is the MR, this is a target system. So if we measure many times, then we get purification to this state. And if this state is ground state, then we get ground state cooling. So the idea is not hard, but it's from a quantum information group. So, but it sounds like useful if we can do it, right? Quantum information is not always a dream. It's like a well, for me, it's useful here, at least. So this is like the setup was designed by the girl I mentioned, who is an expert in a flux qubit measurement. Here's the MR. Here's the flux, the qubit. And you have this Hamiltonian, and if you turn the Hamiltonian to have this condition, and you get it from zero, and you have the Hamiltonian like this. And you can also turn the big delta such that you get a same value, approximately same value as omega, and you get the rotational wave approximation is satisfied. So you get a GC Hamiltonian And this is like a block diagonal, and you can diagonalize it again. You get eigenvalues. So when n equal to 0, the ground state, so this is only one state. The other, they are like a two-fold degenerate. Okay, then you start with this state I'll show you, and if after n measurement you end up with the reduced density matrix for MR, this is like this. And you calculate your weight, and weight is diagonal. This is important for this model, because of the specific model. And you can show that ground state has the eigenvalue of V for ground state is 1. And this is the absolute value. You don't need to care about the phase. And for other states, you get this. And as long as you choose tau carefully, you get all of them smaller than 1. You can get it. Okay. And then you follow the way, the purification way. When n is large, you get ground state cooling. Okay, this is the figure. So you use the real parameter from experiment, and it start with the average phonon number 3.7, and you go down to the, after like 30 measurement, you go down to the 10 to the minus 3, and after like 60, you get a 10 to the 4, and probably goes down very fast, but with long tail still. Okay, and this is we use the existing method, and we also find that if we use before we use the equal time interval tau, but here we found that if we use an equal time interval and a random time interval, they can be random, and we get the same result. So we calculate V, and it looks like this, and this is the average value of lambda, and of course you can show this is bigger than the maximum of absolute value of them is bigger than the average and smaller than 1. So of course, because they are all smaller than 1, except n equal to 0, so you get the same thing. So the point is that the whatever your measurement interval you take, whatever, you may have error, and you don't need to care about them. You end up with the same result, and you can cool the system down. Okay? So this is amazing for me, and at least for it's a more flexible for experimental people, right? Okay, this is a time equal measurement. So you start with a 7.8, this is quite big, and corresponding to quite high temperature. And you take the random function, random tau, from MATLAB, you have a common, you take a random, and this is one of random sequence. So you get a much faster than the eco time one. So I have proof on the paper why this is better than this. It's an obvious proof, but I don't have much time to show you. Okay, but you can see the probability. This decay faster probability for the I equal time interval. So I'm going to summarize my talk with this table. So I use our scheme with a measurement basis cooling, and we compare with a sideband cooling. And theoretically, the ground cooling are all coolings are all possible for both of them, but they are going to end up with steady state. This is better, but takes longer time. This, if you want to build a steady state, you need time. And but for our case, we didn't consider environment. The reason is we have a detailed calculation, so we are okay. Scheme is much faster than this scheme. So within like T1, T2, T2, we can that our scheme is done. It's like so we don't need to consider time. The environment. And so this condition, this is a hard condition, as I said. You need a very high quality factor. We don't need it, but they need it. And I think the most important part is here. So we are in a rotational wave regime, and they are in a detoning regime. So you can, in the worst case, we don't want to replace them, but we want to, at least we want to work in the regime. They cannot, their scheme is not valid. Okay. And the measurement is needed. This slide is made by my friend. I think that they don't need it. There's no obvious measurement, but the environment always attack the system. It's like an average measurement, right? Measurement without reading. So measurement is always there, but you don't read it. So this is what they do, but we read it. So this is why our scheme is not deterministic. Okay, it's a short talk. Okay, thank you very much for attention.
They show that you have better flexibility with the intervals,
Yeah, they didn't show the condition. We showed them paper. You mean the condition for what? Now, there's no condition, I mean, the like a solid condition, like what they have. And we have some condition for the tall, how short it is, yes, but I forgot. This is not, I didn't do the numerical part. Pick up what? Oh, they can be they can be anything. Yeah.